you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Nextel, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Nextel, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 28th edition. Got a fun 9-game banger on tap for you early, early slate. So get up or listen tonight or first thing in the morning, because the slate starts at 12:35 p.m. Eastern time, 9:35 a.m. Pacific time. If you're playing FanDuel, it's a 10-game slate because they have the Boston-Toronto game on there as well. Hope you guys had a good Wednesday. It was a fun one. Fun one. Kepler doing his thing. You had Taylor Ward going off. Lots of good pitching. Joe Ryan told you the GPP special. He absolutely dealt in that one, so that was fun as well. So hopefully you guys had a good time there. If you guys do like the show, if you guys can give a rate and review on iTunes, I would appreciate it. Or go check it out on YouTube, the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel. Subscribe, give it the old thumbs up, and have some fun there. If you guys are season-long fantasy baseball players, Bubba coming at least twice a week. Bubba Bat Flips on Tuesday, Bubba in the Bloom on Thursdays. Try to split another show or two throughout the week. So go check that out, Benched with Bubba, for your season-long fantasy baseball needs. But let's get back a 9-game super early slate. Lots of good pitching, or at least good GDP pitching, some kind of boomer bust type pitchers to navigate the minefields of. It's a getaway day for many. It's also a lot of early games because, just face it, MLB does not want that NFL draft smoke. Pretty simple stuff there. So lineups will be interesting with the getaway situation going on there. So it might make other pitchers even better to target, and also could bring more value to the lineups as well. So let's talk totals on this 9-game early slate. Padres, Reds, 8.5. Brewers, Pirates, 7.5. Orioles, Yankees, 8. Marlins, Nationals, 8. Rockies, Phillies, 7.5. Tigers, Twins, 7. Mariners, Rays, 8. Houston versus Texas, 8. Royals, White Sox, 7. So a lot of low totals, nothing over 8.5. Quite surprising on some of these games. But if you look at the pitching, there's some like legit could be surprise ace type pitchers here too. So we'll have to see where the cookies crumble when we get done building. But let's talk pitching on this slate. Your highest priced pitchers, Justin Verlander, 10-1 at the Texas Rangers. If you want to go there, no problem with that at all. I'm going to save some cash on this slate. There's some other options I like, but you know, Verlander facing this Texas team, only striking out 19% of the time versus righties, but only have a .081 ISO and a .210 batting average against right-handed pitcher. So Verlander should be able to slice and dice. Got up to 85 pitches his last time, 87 the time before that, 5 or more Ks in every start. He's been good, still hasn't gotten fully extended yet, and I'm going to save some cash and go to some guys I think that can be equally as good, if not better, in their matchups today. Michael Kopech at 9,600 bucks. I'd rather take the chance on there against Kansas City. We've seen him get up to 85 pitches his last time out. We've been talking about it every time. Like, the skills are legit. 5 innings, no earned runs in back-to-back starts, 5 or more Ks in back-to-back starts, 19 or more DK points in back-to-back starts. He's so, so good. If we can get 90-plus pitches this go-around, that could be tremendous going up against Kansas City, a team that could be, like, it feels like they're ready to break out. They haven't quite got there yet. They only strike out 19% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They're just not hitting good. 218, 122 ISO. And that ISO has gone up in the last like week because it's been a very low, slow go for Kansas City. So Kopech at 96, definitely an intriguing GPP play. Not one of my top targets tonight. I have the free DFS picks article at rotoballer.com if you guys want to check that out as well. But Kopech, really, I like Kopech over Verlander. Let's put it that way. I'll save the $500 and take my Kopech chances versus Kansas City. Now we're getting into some fun. $8,500, Tarik Skubal. Skubal, if you guys remember this last year, we played him a lot in the 6K range, low sevens. He's up to 85 and coming off back-to-back gyms. 5 2/3 at Kansas City, no earned. 6 innings against Colorado, no earned. 6 or more Ks in both those starts, 24 or more DK points. The pitch mix has been great. Swinging strike rates have been outstanding. And with Skubal, he's going to have some rough starts here and there. There's no sugarcoating that. There's going to be starts where he has poor command. He's walking guys. He has a propensity to give up the long ball when certain off-speed pitches in his pitch mix are not working. So he kind of starts feeding in the fastball. That has been a Skubal problem. But so far, the off-speed pitches are working very, very well. So this is something I am intrigued with at $8,500. And like I said, going up against the Minnesota Twins in Minnesota is a spot you can target as well. Minnesota striking out 24.5% of the time versus lefties hitting 214. They don't have a 143 ISO. Not bad, but not hitting for a good average. Decent amount of strikeouts. So Skubal at $8,500. Look to target there. Jameson Taillon going up against Baltimore is very, very strong. Taillon's had two really good starts. And then he got hit around at Baltimore. But his two really good starts were both at home against Toronto and Cleveland. So let's he got 84 pitches his last time out, which is great. So maybe ramp up to 90-plus in this outing. And again, you're facing Baltimore. 24.6% K rate versus righties. 203 average, 102 ISO. You can go back and tie on if you want. I think he'll be popular because he is facing Baltimore. It's one of those things. Target pitchers versus Baltimore, Oakland, some of these really bad teams. So Taillon should be very popular. I have other options that I like over Taillon, but no problem with Taillon. I'm just going to try to fade the chalk if he is chalky type thing. Like I'd rather have Skubal. I'd rather even take the chance on Bailey Ober at $7,900, 200 less than Taillon. I think that's a great GPP pivot because most will go to Taillon if they're spending that kind of cash. You save $200. You go to Bailey Ober. He's on 5 innings in every start. One earned runner less than his last 2 starts. You know, 6Ks, 3Ks. Ks are always a kind of up and down thing with Ober. He only went 79 pitches, so you're playing with the pitch count. Can he get the strikeouts? These are the kind of things you're dealing with. Detroit striking out 23% of the time versus righties. So I think Ober is a really good tournament pivot off of Jameson Taillon. Tyon's got the higher ceiling than Bailey Ober. I'm not going to deny that. But Ober could put up an equally good, if not better, line depending on Taillon's strikeout propensity versus Baltimore. My top play here, I talked about him last time he pitched. I was willing to take the GPP gamble, and there's still a lot of boomer bust. But you're giving me Freddy frickin' Peralta at $7,700. He was 89 last week at Philadelphia, went 5 innings, 106 Ks for 18.3 points. He is $1,200 cheaper at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Like, I know he hasn't been elite, but 5 innings and 1 earned last time. The thing is, even in like his 3 innings, 6 earned against St. Louis, his 4 innings, 3 earned against Chicago, his swinging strike rate is outstanding. Like, let's bring up some Freddy Peralta stats. I told you like last episode, I'm going to try to bring up a few more player profiles here once in a while. Like, I try to make the show really quick, but if we're moving along and I want to try to prove a point, we're gonna get to Fangraphs and have some fun here. But when you look at Freddy Peralta so far this season, the dude's got a... He's got a 28% K rate, 14% walk rate. So that's killing him. That's big. And that's been a thing with Freddie in the past is the walks. If he can limit the walks, that's going to be tremendous right out the gate. That's a quick fix to have. He's a 7.5 ERA, 3.74 FIP, 3.63 XFIP. So obviously there's some definite positive regression coming his way. Only a 58% left on base rate. That should be going to at least, he should be a 70 to 80% left on base rate guy. So that'll be tremendous. He had an 80% left on base rate his last start. Positive things there. 387 BABIP again. He had a 250 his last time out. 387 is not going to happen for him. What we saw last time is much more sustainable. 20% K to walk his last start against Philadelphia. And here's the real kicker. The thing I love to see with Freddy Peralta, because, you know, he might be giving up hits. He's walking guys, this, that, and the other. But when it really counts, he's got a 31% O swing. So he's getting guys to chase out of the zone. And he's got a 12.6% swinging strike rate. He's getting guys to swing and miss. It's just a matter of, you know, first pitch strikes, only 49%. He's got to get in there. He's throwing it in the zone 34% of the time. He's expecting guys to chase right now. And that's his problem. That's what's leading to all those walks with Freddy Peralta. If he can be more effective early in the count, keep the chase rate will go even higher because he'll establish that the hitters have to force themselves to swing at some of his trash. And we're going to see the Freddy Peralta of old. So I'm going to keep taking my chances. If, you know, Pittsburgh hits him, so be it. Freddie Peralta should be massive chalk on this slate. Massive chalk. If you're making multiple lineups, have a Pittsburgh stack. Have a Dan Vogelbach. Have Brian Reynolds is back from the one-day COVID IL he was on. Have some Pittsburgh. I have no problem with that. Diego Castillo, whoever you want. But Freddie Peralta at 77, this is an elite arm. He's made three starts, and people are overreacting in a big way. The underlying metrics are still very promising for Freddie Peralta. Like, we expected him to just come busting out the gates. Doesn't happen for everybody. But he should not be $7,700, especially at the Pittsburgh Pirates on this slate. So I will take Freddie Peralta at 77. If it bites me, it bites me. But he is elite. He might only give us 15 points. He might not even get his 15 points, but he has potential to get 30 plus points where not many other guys can do that on this slate. And that is why he's a tournament play. He has that potential. So keep that in mind with Freddie Peralta. Going cheaper, though, I don't like a lot of the cheap plays. Similar to yesterday's slate, I don't want to really go below Freddie. You know, Bruce Zimmerman has been great. If you want to use Bruce in tournaments, I'm okay with it. He's $6,800 going up against the New York Yankees. Bruce has been outstanding. He's gone five innings in back-to-back starts. He's given up two runs the entire season, six Ks in back-to-back starts, and one of those was against New York. Five innings, four hits, no earned, six Ks. He's putting up 19 or more DK points in back-to-back starts against New York and at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And you got a Yankees team that is striking out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching with a 238 average and a 205 ISO. So lots of power, as you'd expect with those boppers in that lineup, but also a ton of swing and miss. So at $6,800, you can use Zimmerman in a tournament if you want. I'm not in love with it, but I totally see the tournament appeal. All right, recapping your pitchers on this slate. I'm going Kopech at 96. Scooble's one of my favorite at 85. You can definitely go Taillon. No problem with Taillon. He's going to be chalky. If I'm taking chalk, you know who I'm taking. But Taillon at 81 is just fine. Bailey Ober, great pivot off of Taillon at 79. Freddie Peralta. I'm going to live and die with this guy probably every single start until they get that price right. I will have, like, I'm not going to go 100% Freddie, but if I go three max, I'll probably have at least two Freddies. It's going to happen. So give me some Freddie at 77. And then if you need to take a punt, Bruce Zimmerman at 68 is definitely someone to take a dive on. Let's check out the bats on this nine gamer here. Catcher's position, JT Realmuto at $4,900. Love Philadelphia versus Senzatella. Senzatella has been, you know, okay this year, but I'm not going to go running to play him on this slate. I think Philly, they've been hitting the ball, but they're due for one of their big boy games. It's coming. Maybe it doesn't happen because it's a weird getaway lineup. We'll see. But there's that feeling that a big boy's coming. And Senzatella, his last start was his first road start. You know, he gave up one run at home against the Dodgers, one run at home against the Cubs. First road start at Detroit gives up five runs. First home run of the season. So I like Philly in this one. Give me JTR at 49. If you're going a little cheaper at the catcher's position, there's Mighty Grandel at 41. He's gotten off to a slow start, but going against Brad Keller. Brad Keller got exposed a little bit more in his last start. He's going to have good starts from time to time, but I'll keep targeting Brad Keller if people want to. This White Sox offense has been quiet, so let's get them going. Let's give me some Yasmani Grandal at $4,100. Cheaper plays, though. You could look at Higashioka at 37 if you want to fade Zimmerman. Not looking to do that. I'd rather go cheaper with some of these guys. And one would be I got Victor Caratini. Is he still on the COVID? He is on the COVID IL. So see who Milwaukee's playing, because Caratini has been in a strict platoon with Omar Narvaez at catcher, and Caratini's faced lefties. So let's pull up here. Maybe it's going to be, wow, they priced him up to 4K. That can't be it. Jackson Reitz, maybe. Severino's on the suspension. So see who Milwaukee's got up there catching. It might be Jack Reitz, but I don't think so. If Navarez cracks the lineup at 34, groovy. But I think he's been sitting pretty much exclusively versus left-handed pitching. Yeah, Jose Quintana, so you might get an interesting catcher in that one. Again, you're going to find some value catchers. Ryan Jeffers had a big game on Wednesday going up against Scooble. A little tough, but he's 2700. It's not a bad punt. You're going to get a lot of punts in this day game situation here. So see what pops up, and you'll get a nice catcher situation. Like one, let me just go right back to him here. One of my favorite backup catchers, but it's a lefty matchup, so he might not. Oh, he might. Riley Adams at 2K. He's a boomer bust guy. He's got one homer on the year. Showed a good hit tool with Toronto in the past. He's over here. He'll probably get the start because the lefty Rodgers is on the mound. If you need a catcher's punt, I have a feeling he'll be in the lineup. He's $2,000. Go for it. First base position, if you want to ride with Seattle, you can. Ty Francis and Fuego at 56. I'm probably not going to spend that much for Ty France, but you can go there at 56 versus Beeks. like CJ Cron, Colorado could be a fun contrarian stack because Wheeler has been like I mentioned the good things about Freddy Peralta. Wheeler has still not shown many good things just yet. And I know it's didn't really get a full spring training and all those kind of things, but I'm about one more start away from getting a little concerned with Mr. Zachary Wheeler. So CJ Cron at 53 had a seventh home run on Wednesday. You can target him and the Rockies as a nice contrarian stack. G-Man Choi versus lefty is always in play, but Dan Vogelbach at 45 versus Peralta. Again, if you're fading Peralta, go for it. Reese's piece is he's off to a slow start, but still he's producing fantasy points because of those OBP skills he has. You're only hitting 233 with a 761 OPS. He's $4,300. You're getting him at a discount in that Phillies lineup. So you can look at Reese's pieces if you want to. Jesus Aguilar, I believe his first home run of the year on Wednesday. I love Miami. It's a great value stack on this slate. Aguilar at $3,600 versus Patrick Corbin. So Miami, very, very much in play on this one. Nathaniel Lowe at 34. But, you know, I like Aguilar, but I'd rather save $300 and give me Garrett Cooper at 33. He's been raking right now. Either one are fine, but I like me some Garrett Cooper at 33. And Joey Votto's got to get going eventually. Got Spencer Torkelson at 29 and Votto at 28. Both nice values on the slate. Cincinnati's pretty cheap on this one. Just gonna throw it out there. There's a guy coming up, your free square is coming up at second base. It's pretty wild, but some nice options at first base. Second base, Jazz Chisholm at 54. Love him versus Corbin. If you're stacking Miami, that's a good spot. Cronenworth's kind of heating up a little bit. He's 47 versus Tyler Molly. DJ LeMahieu's leading off and playing very well. Don't mind Polanco. But we're getting to your free square, and this is pretty funny to me. Pretty funny. I don't know what happened. I know he's been on the IL for a while, but Jonathan India was activated and went 1-for-4 with a double in his first game back. And he's only $3,200 leading off for the Reds at home against Nick Martinez. So if you're playing cash, you play Jonathan India. Just take the savings and enjoy. I think he's a GPP one-off if you want. He's definitely a part of a Cincinnati stack. You don't have to play Jonathan India. Like if you're stacking Miami, you're playing Jazz. I get it. Or you're playing, you know, some other stack options. But if you don't have a second baseman in your stack and you want to save some cash, Jonathan India at $3,200 is massively mispriced on this slate. So just keep that in mind. That's an interesting pricing there by good old DK. Third base position for us. Machado's fine at 59, but I love going back to Alex Bregman at 51. Bregman and the Astros against Martin Perez is a target I want to make. So Bregman at 51, I like quite a bit. Again, if you're fading Peralta, Brian Hayes at 49, he checks the boxes there. Ryan McMahon at 46 versus Zach Wheeler. If you're fading Wheeler, intriguing play as well. Other than that, though, like Brad Miller versus Verlander in a tournament, sure. If you want to save some money, not in love with it. Jake Berger, second home run of the year on Wednesday. If you're stacking Chicago versus Brad Keller, we kind of talked about doing that. Berger at 32 is a nice value for sure. Bobby Witt's down to 31. And, folks, he's hitting. I told you to be patient. Not sure I want to use him versus Kopech, but we might be back to him on Friday. So, Bobby Witt's cheap. Enjoy it, folks. Long season. This is why we keep targeting these guys in tournaments. Good things eventually happen. Mikel Franco, $2,600 for your value versus the lefty Rogers if you're looking for that price point. And again, I'm not going to mention half the value because these lineups are going to come out and you're going to be like, what? Who's this guy? Like we saw with Houston, there's a couple guys. Who are these guys? So that's probably going to happen again on Thursday, so be aware. Shortstop, Wander Franco at 57, cash game lock against Flexen, GPP one-off, whatever you want. Franco at 57 is a phenomenal play on this slate. I love Tim Anderson as well at 51, especially versus Keller. Anderson's been raking. So if you can't afford Franco for some reason, Anderson's a great option. But I like Franco the most. Willy Adames at 5K is straight on fire. Worth every penny versus Jose Quintana. Milwaukee, another good stack. If you're stacking Houston, Jeremy Pena is 48. He's worth a look. Javi Baez, $4,300. Still too cheap, folks. Too cheap. I mentioned the thing with Bailey Ober. Is he going to get strikeouts or is he going to pitch to contact today? We never know. If he's pitching to contact, Javi Baez at $4,300. Good value for his upside on that one. Didi Gregorius had a nice little Wednesday. If you're stacking Philly, $3,500. Cheap piece of Philadelphia. It's GPP only because Didi can go over with the best of them, but definitely a potential value there as well. And then Mike Brosu used to get the start from Milwaukee going up against Quintana. So if you want to punt and you're stacking Milwaukee, Brosu's your dude. I'm not going to punt him by himself. He has to be part of the Milwaukee stack to get Brosu in my lineup. Outfield, Buxton, yes. Love Bryce Harper on the slate at $6,100. I don't mention Harper a lot on this show. Love him versus Sensatella at 61 if you're paying up. Don't mind Casty at 54 as well, but Harper is my dude in Philly. I like him a lot on Thursday. Schwarber's fine. the big boppers in New York. If you're fading Zimmerman, definitely a play. Stanton at $4,800 is actually kind of cheap, all things considered. But going cheaper, like me some Blackman at 45, no one's going to pay that price tag for him against Wheeler. No one. So if you're fading Wheeler, that's a really strong like leverage play with Charlie Blackman. Andrew Vaughn, another bomb on Wednesday. He's 43 hundo. Grichik's been heating up. He's 42. Keep playing Kyle Tucker. I know it's a lefty on the mound. I don't care. Martin Perez shouldn't be long for that game. Tucker's $4,100. Just keep playing Kyle Tucker. That is one. Like if you want to, okay, I'll say if you want to fade him today because of the lefty-lefty, whatever. That's fine. But he's $4,100, so enjoy it while you can. That's the only thing I can tell you. Sed Mullins at 4K versus Tyon. Austin Meadows versus a righty at 4K, both in play for you on this one. Miami got Jorge Soler at 38, Avisel Garcia at 37. Both guys aren't lighting the world on fire, but neither is Patrick Corbin. So keep an eye on either one of them based on the lineup situation there. You got McCutcheon at 36, Hunter Renfro at 35. Love me some Renfro versus the lefty Quintana. Nice little value in his matchup. Going down to the low 3Ks, Max Kepler hits lefties just fine. It is Tariq Skubal, so give him some respect. But Kepler double dong on Wednesday, home run on Tuesday, 34 hundo. Gallo's homeward in back-to-back games. He's only 33 hundo in tournaments. He's interesting, I guess. Anthony Santander at 31 if you're fading Tyon. Like, if Tyon's chalky, I like some Baltimore. Like, Mullen, Santander, a couple pieces there. That could be fun in the with the short porch there in right field. That could be intriguing. The bad part is Yankees bullpen so good. So good, which makes it really, really tricky as well. Tyler Naquin's only $2,900 versus Nick Martinez. Told you the Reds are cheap. Naquin, 29. Botto's 28. India's 32. Like, there's some value with Cincinnati. Like, crazy value with Cincinnati. And then, like, the other guys below 3K, there'll be a bunch. Like, Dozier if you're fading Kopech. But, again, Tommy Pham, he went deep on Wednesday. He's only $2,700. Super cheap. You got Senzel's back at 26. I'd rather have Pham, but they're both super cheap. Chaz McCormick led off with a home run for Houston on Wednesday. If he's leading off again, 2,600 versus Martin Perez. Outstanding price point. So lots of guys to check out. Yeah, the last one I will mention. Odubel Herrera is only $2,300. Odubel Herrera is streaking, folks. 2-for-4 with a double and a home run today. He went 2-for-2 two games ago with a triple. When he plays lately, he is hitting since he's come off the IL. He's hit safely in 2 of 4 games since coming back from the IL. He's got Sensatella in a great matchup at $2,300. So keep an eye on Odubel Herrera. Recapping your pitching, Kopech 96, Skubal 85 with a lot of upside there from Scoobs. Tyon will be popular, but I get it at 81. Ober's a pivot at 79. Freddy Peralta is my dog at 77 hundo. And then if you need to punt, Bruce Zimmerman at 68 is an option if you need it. Stacking things up on this slate, Reds are far too cheap for San Diego, so I like the Reds' value in that matchup, especially the free square known as Jonathan India. Milwaukee versus Quintana, sign me up, starting with Adames, followed by like the Renfros, the Kutches, and others in that lineup. I love Miami versus Patrick Corbin. That's a definite one with some value outside of Chisholm, who's expensive, but the rest of the dudes are pretty value. Like Cooper at 33 is pretty sweet. Going with Philadelphia versus Sensatella is intriguing, but don't forget Colorado versus Wheeler. That could be sneaky, sneaky. If Tyon super chalky, Mullins and Santander and company could be worth a little bit of action in their game. And then going to the next page here. I'm not in love with Detroit, but give me a Houston versus Texas. Like that one quite a bit going up against Martin Perez. Love me some Houston. And then the White Sox could be interesting. So right now it's pretty much Houston, Philadelphia, Miami, Milwaukee, Cincinnati. Those are my main targets so far. It's going to be a really, really interesting one on this one. And then I just got a message in the chat. I haven't been paying attention, but apparently Otani's getting blown up. No, he's not. What the hell are you talking about? He's pitched 5 innings. He's only got 4Ks. Sorry. But he's pitching just fine. He's got 2 runs in 5 innings. He just doesn't have the strikeouts. I told you, Cleveland doesn't strike out a lot. It was on the show yesterday. But there you go on that one. So hope everybody has a great Thursday. Don't forget, it starts early, 12:35 p.m. Eastern time, 9:35 a.m. Eastern time. If you give a rate and review to the podcast, MLB DFS Quickens on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. And Bench with Bubba coming at you multiple times a week for your season-long fantasy baseball needs. But for now, everybody, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 28th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.